And remember, Katrina, you must call me Doctor.
Have you ever thought what it's like to be wanderers in the fourth dimension? To be exiles?
This is the Doctor speaking. Well, one of them. Is there anybody there?
I hate computers and refuse to be bullied by them.
And their leader was called?
The Doctor.
Are you trying to tell us that you are the Doctor?
That's right. I've reversed the polarity of the neutron flow so the TARDIS should be free of the force field.
You may be a Doctor, but I'm the Doctor. The definite article, you might say. Would you like a jelly baby?
I'm a Time Lord.
I'm the Doctor. Or will be if this regeneration works out. And it seems not a moment too soon.
How do you do? I'm the Doctor.
I am the Doctor!
I'm the Doctor, by the way. What's your name?
Rose.
Nice to meet you, Rose. Run for your life!
Fantastic.
Yeah, I'm the Doctor.
I'm Aldi.
Hello, I'm the Doctor.
Great eyes are cool.
It's a fez. I wear a fez now. Fezzes are cool.
Silence will fall.
Dillygaff, everyone. Join us with the Time Lords here at geeksofdoom.com. My name is Greg Davies, also known as CGT2099, and you are listening to the TARDIS Blend. And I am here with...
Tom Cheridar, Geeks of Doom, Associate Editor.
How are you doing, my fellow Gallifreyan?
I'm doing quite well. Quite well indeed.
Awesome stuff. And so we've got a bit of an interesting show for you today. We've got some – we do have some news. There is some interesting Doctor Who news floating around the web. We'll talk about some of the stuff that's been floating around the web, including here at geeksofdoom.com. But we'll get to that in a bit. What we're going to do for tonight's show is Tom's going to give us a bit of a recap of the release of Doctor Who Series 5, the box set here in the United States. And then I'm going to give a bit of a review and a bit of a discussion about the Sarah Jane Adventures Series 4, which recently aired on television screens in the United Kingdom. So, Tom, box set, mate?
Well, let me say that I liked it. And if you were one of the people who has recently bought it and didn't wait until, you know, you'd get an ultra awesome Polaris, which I'm sure will happen well into the next year. You got a cool, shiny, embossed cover that shows the Doctor and Amy Pond doing all cool things at the TARDIS. And you also got two new unreleased videos that Stephen Moffat cut specifically for the DVD box set. Greg, have you seen these?
I saw snippets of them online. Somebody had seeped them onto the web on YouTube,
those evil,
and
evil people.
They ended up being taken down, I believe. But
yeah, I mean, you know, I'm not gonna lie. I saw those as well. But yeah. Then again, I also have the DVD box set, so there's probably quite a few people.
I was interested in that, in those little tidbits. It kind of, especially the one that told the story between Flesh and Stone and the Vampires of Venice, where you had that little interaction between the Doctor and Amy, where it, all of a sudden it dawns on her that she just threw himself at the Doctor,
and
she realizes that she'd made a fool of herself.
And before we go any further, if you haven't seen the videos and you would like to see the videos, maybe you're waiting for the box set for a Christmas present, you want to skip over, we're not going to talk about it too in depth, but go ahead and fast forward about a minute or so. Mm-hmm. With that, I'll go ahead and expand on what you were saying. Is that first video that they show, brilliant. they took the wit of Amy Pond and used it to persuade the Doctor to let to voice command the TARDIS into letting Amy see all the previous companions on a screen. and it's you know, honestly, it's something you just have to see. But it was well worth putting in the DVD. And it's one of those scenes where just like when we saw at the very first episode, we saw all of the Doctors, scrolling through, and we got all shivers, and the same thing happens here, but a little bit more fun. Really, really cool.
This big old machine must have some kind of visual records.
Oh, God, I mean, no, and anyway, they're voice locked.
Oh, voice locked. So I would just have to say, show me all visual records of previous TARDIS inhabitants.
No. I mean, voice locked. I would have to say, show me all visual records of previous TARDIS inhabitants.
Oh, thank you.
No!
Oh, Gandalf.
Thanks, dear. Miss out the metal doll, why don't you?
Is that a leather bikini?
Yeah, it was nice for the companions to get a bit of a homage for a change, you know, a bit of a tip of the hat, you know. I thought that was really nice. But so Tom, let me ask you this: these little snippets inside the TARDIS or whatever they're called, are they separate little special features, or are they like attached to the episodes, or
no? What? They're just maybe 2-3 minutes each, and not anything that would mesh in. You could easily watch them out of order and know exactly when they happened. Even if you didn't, you know that they're pretty relevant. They pulled them out and they stuck them in there. It was kind of like a something to throw into the treasure chest that they didn't, quite want to use. Or actually, I think it was even that Moffat had said after the season had wrapped that he had filmed two scenes after the fact for the DVD because he wanted to give fans a little bit more, which is, maybe it was pre-planned a little bit, maybe not, but it seemed to be like more of his doing than producers and whatnot, which, mm-hmm. He is a producer, so.
Well, in the past, they have had mini episodes that Russell T. Davies has done for special events and stuff, and they've usually found their way onto the special features of the DVD box sets. But this time around, there really wasn't anything that they had done, so it was nice to see that they had gone back and decided to do, well, let's do something special for this one this time around. And I think fans kind of appreciate that. That was pretty cool. What else is on the DVD, mate? I mean, we've already we were in depth with the season 5 episodes with our TARDIS blends earlier in the year, so we won't recount too much of the episodes. But what else can people check out on?
I really have to make reference to the wonderful stickers. They come with stickers.
What?
They come with stickers.
What do you mean they come with stickers?
There's stickers inside the box set.
Is it really?
Yes, and they're very cool. Or maybe they're not stickers, maybe they're postcards. But either way, cool. I know there's at least one sticker in there.
What about special features and stuff? Is Doctor Who Confidential and all that stuff on there?
I'm only on the second disc, and I've got to review it tonight. So if you wanted to get the full review, I would definitely suggest checking out the Geeks of Doom post that is about to go up. It's a full review.
Oh, cool.
It will outline all of this and more.
So we've got much more to expect, and some of you folks out there who have been following both the website geeksofdoom.com and our little TARDIS blend podcast have probably noticed that thanks to Tom and myself being so persistent with the Doctor Who stuff, there's a lot more Doctor Who posts going up at geeksofdoom.com, and the lovely Empress Eve put up a post the other day about a t-shirt that was at T-Fury for 24 hours.
Oh gosh, and we've got 3 shirts up there.
Yeah.
They've got one today, which won't actually make the publishing of this broadcast, but you can be sure that the future one day t-shirt sales will be all over your inbox. So,
well, you can absolutely check out more Doctor Who news at geeksofdoom.com and reviews as well. So keep your eyes peeled for Tom's upcoming review of the season 5 box set. It's most definitely going to be a worth the read.
You know, and they've definitely paid homage to the show itself, but they've also done very, very well in recognizing the large American fan base, obviously.
Yeah.
As we talked about in previous episodes.
And we're actually going to come back to that aspect later on when we talk about the news as well, Tom. I think the BBC UK is starting to realize that they've got a very solid fan base here in the US, and we'll come back to that with start talking about some of the news. But I want to talk a bit about Sarah Jane. You mind if I jump into that real quick?
I was going to ask you about that because I have not actually even seen it yet, so okay. I'm interested to hear what you have to say.
Let me preface this first and foremost by saying the Sarah Jane Adventures is a Doctor Who themed show that is primarily made for kids. You know, it's by no means a family show. It's by no means an adult show, but it's not for little kids. It's not like Teletubbies or any silly crap like that. Having said that, though, if you are just your average Doctor Who fan and you maybe like a bit of Torchwood, but you're not an uber geek and you don't obsess over aspects of the chronology of Doctor Who and whatnot, then Sarah Jane Adventures is not for you. Sarah Jane Adventures is for kids who are interested in more Doctor Who stuff, or it's for obsessed fans like myself who just can't get enough of, you know, the universe of Doctor Who. So that being said, if you start watching Sarah Jane Adventures and you think it's utter crap, don't say I didn't warn you, because it's, you know, like I said, it's specifically not for adults. It's designed for a younger audience. So, you know, that's one thing I wanted to get out of the way first. This season, like the previous three seasons with Sarah Jane, comprised of 12 episodes, 6 stories. So each story was made up of 2 episodes. And they released 2 episodes a week over in the UK. The 2 episodes that stood out the most was clearly Death of the Doctor, written by Russell T. Davies and starring Matt Smith, and Joe Grant, the return of Joe Grant as well. Katie Manning returning and reprising her role as Joe Grant in that episode.
So you've been watching me all this time?
No. Because you're right, I don't look back, I can't. But the last time I was dying, I looked back on all of you, every single one. And I was so proud.
Really is you.
The first story and the last story in the season, dude, absolute crap.
Really?
Honestly, they were awful. And the reason I say that, and I don't know why they got this guy to write this episode and why they approached it this way, but the first two episodes, the story was called The Nightmare Man. And the Nightmare Man is the bad guy, the monster in it. And he's basically a really bad version of Heath Ledger's Joker. It was horrible. It was really, really horrible. And it was when I saw it, I was really disappointed because I had been impressed with the quality of the story writing in this series, because it's a show that you can sit back and enjoy. If you don't take it too seriously, you can sit back and enjoy it, and you know it's pretty good to watch. Thankfully, Phil Ford and Joss Agnew came in for the second two episodes on the Vault of Secrets. Couple of Doctor Who references in that one. They brought back the Men in Black androids that people would remember from the animated Doctor Who adventure called Dreamland. If you haven't seen that, Tom, you can catch it on YouTube. It's awesome. The series from there was absolutely fantastic up until the series finale, which was really disappointing. I felt it was one of those kind of it was very much a Scooby-Doo episode where, oh, something's wrong and the kids need to go and resolve the issue and work together and stuff.
So it was very Saturday morning.
The last, the season series finale, very much like that.
after school special.
Yeah, the only thing missing was the mystery van. It was
awesome.
Pretty bad. It was.
If they'd had the mystery van, that had at least been, you know, that.
Yeah, you know, the only thing missing would have been, like, you know, Jane, Silent Bob in the back of the van and, you know, smoking and Velma taking it. Wait a minute, that was Jane, Bob, Silent Bob struck back. Never mind. Okay, so anyway, having said that, Death of the Doctor was but easily the highlight of the season. And it was, dude, it was really good. We learned a few things from that in terms of the Doctor's next season, I guess you could say, and last season, just little bits and pieces. For example, remember the scene at the end of time, where David Tennant is going around and he goes and visits Martha Jones and Mickey, and he stops by Rose, and he goes and visits all his companions.
Yes.
Before he disappears. Okay. Well, Matt Smith, or Russell T. Davies with his writing in this, Matt Smith reveals that David Tennant didn't just visit the companions that we saw in Russell T. Davies' run. According to Russell T. Davies, and with the lines that Matt Smith says, he went back and visited all of his companions.
Okay.
Every single one of them. So he actually lasted a little bit longer before he regenerated there.
Nice.
And so, you know, he refers to that moment before he regenerated and how he was trying to track down Joe Grant. Joe Grant was just brilliant in this. I love the way Matt and Katie Blight really played off each other. Because the character of Joe Grant, the last time she saw the Doctor was John Pertwee. And so here's a young, you know, 25-year-old Matt Smith popping up as the Doctor.
Oh, you've done it again.
Hello, Sarah Jane.
Doctor? That's the Doctor.
What Doctor? The Doctor? My Doctor?
Yeah, well, you can change his face.
Why, no. Turn into a baby's.
Boy, imagine it from my point of view. Last time I saw you, Joe Grant, you were what, 21, 22? It's like someone baked you.
Everyone, meanwhile.
Ah, yes, the Clawshan sheep of the 15th Funeral Fleet. I've been looking for you. Have you been telling people I'm dead?
It's really good. It's like, you know, there's elements of it that really show out to be, like, totally kid-like. But the way the kids in the show play off with Matt Smith and stuff like that, I kind of get the feeling that Davies is trying to push for one of those kids to be a potential companion in a future series. It just, that was the feeling I got from it. But it was an absolutely brilliant episode. No Amy Pond, though, mate, I'm afraid. It's just Matt Smith. So.
No, that's okay.
But it was pretty good. It wasn't that bad at all. So, but yeah, if you're interested in a little bit of Sarah Jane Adventures, then The Death of the Doctor is the episode that you want to check out. I do know that there are scenes that have been put up by people on YouTube for that episode around the place, and BBC America, BBC UK, I think, have got some bits and pieces up there as well. Oh, the other thing that was there was a great episode called The Empty Planet as well. Two episodes, you know, that comprise that story, and that was a lot of fun. Basically, you know, everyone on the planet disappears except for the two kids, Rani and Clyde, and they have to use what they've learned from Sarah Jane to try and figure out what the hell's going on. So that was a lot of fun. It was kind of like they come across like these robots, which I guess is kind of like their version of the Cybermen or whatnot. So, you know, there's some fun stuff in there worth checking out. And, yeah, that's Sarah Jane Series 4. And Series 5 is coming back. It's coming back next year. So there you go. Let's talk about the big news this week, Tom, for Doctor Who. The big announcement, of course, was that BBC America have officially released the trailer for the Christmas special called A Christmas Carol. Did you get to see it?
I have.
And what did you think?
I think I cannot wait because I want to see it, especially... Since, do you want me to do the reveal, or am I allowed?
Go ahead.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Because it's pretty big news.
Well, what you know, it's good. Go ahead.
It may shake the headphones off of people who have headphones on. Us Americans are not going to have to be reduced to watching it several weeks later and or through illegal means like BitTorrenting, because BBC is going to put it on for the first time ever the same day as its debut in UK.
Yes, big news. And they also announced that the Doctor Who Proms, which is a big live event that, you know, fans in the UK get to go and see live, where it's basically a showcase of Doctor Who stuff, mainly with Murray Gold playing some of the music from the show, and, you know, the actors make an appearance and they talk to the you know, all the kids and stuff on stage, and it's a lot of fun. BBC America is going to be airing that on Christmas Day here too. So it's going to be a big Doctor Who Christmas this year, which is I think is really cool. That kind of refers back to what you were saying before, that the BBC is now reaching out to their Doctor Who fans here stateside. And I really hope that this trend continues for Series 6, because I'd really like for us to be able to see the episodes around the same time that fans in the UK get to see it.
They did. They didn't do awful, but there ended up being like, what, a three-week gap?
Yeah, because it started like being a week behind, and then there was like two weeks there where they decided to not air the new episode and just have a marathon instead, which is like typical of American television for some reason. I don't know why the BBC allowed it, but anyway, they skipped through and we ended up by the end of the season being 3 weeks behind, so which really, really sucked. It would have been brilliant if... it would have been much better for the BBC if they'd allowed BBC America to air the shows on the same day. And the reason I say that is because it would bring down the piracy stuff.
Yeah, and, you know, also it's really tough to avoid spoilers when you're that far behind. And about roughly half of every single fan base commenting on every Doctor Who site has seen a fair amount of what you haven't.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes it tricky, and also makes American news stale. We like our friends across pond. So, you know,
Christmas special is going to be also featuring the talents of some other wonderful people as well. Michael Gambon, who plays Dumbledore in Harry Potter, is in there. He's one of the main protagonists that the Doctor comes across, by the looks of it. So it looks like a lot of fun. Can't wait for it. Can't wait to see it, actually. It should be interesting. The other news that's floating around at the moment is that Stephen Moffat has confirmed that the secrets behind Riversong are going to be unveiled in Series 6, Tom.
Really?
Mm-hmm. He says, this is a direct quote, he says, "You will find out who she is and what's going on and how it all makes sense, and that will explain a number of things. The Doctor finds out who she is. We're not going to endlessly tease."
Are you married, River?
Are you asking?
Yes.
Yes.
No, hang on. Did you think I was asking you to marry me, or asking if you were married?
Yes.
No, but was that yes or yes?
Yes.
River. Who are you?
You're going to find out very soon, man. And I'm sorry. But that's when everything changes.
They did a little bit of teasing prior to. But, I don't know, man. I am so psyched. Because they did such a good job closing out the season. And with everything I've heard... That you know, that's to come in the first six episodes, you know, they're just gonna blow it out.
Well, it should be interesting, because the next episodes that Alex Kingston comes in as Riversong will be the first two episodes in the next season where they're in the United States. And so that should be a lot of fun. So it's not clear whether that's going to be the two episodes in which Alex Kingston reveals the secrets behind Riversong, or whether, you know, Riversong's going to appear in a few other shows during that series as well. And, well, you're going to be excited about this bit of news, mate. I think you're going to be excited about this. Russell T. Davies has confirmed that a Doctor Who Torchwood crossover of some kind is going to be inevitable. So he hasn't.
Really?
Yeah, he hasn't said anything official in the sense of saying, well, yes, Steven's going to incorporate Captain Jack in Series 6. He hasn't said anything like that. Apparently, the two of them, Russell T. Davies and Stephen Moffat, are keeping in close contact while they're developing Doctor Who, Torchwood, and the Sarah Jane Adventures to make sure that everything's all cool and in line and everything's working out for their plans. And from a continuity standpoint, that's got a lot of fans relieved. He says that apparently Moffat has told him that he would love to see Captain Jack in another episode of Doctor Who. And he goes on to say that if Moffat says that, then Stephen Moffat is going to make that happen.
Well, hell yeah.
Hi.
Captain Jack Harkness.
Linda Moss.
Nice to meet you, Linda Moss.
You mind flirting outside?
I was just saying hello.
For you, that's flirting.
I'm not complaining.
We're just glad that Captain Jack Harkness, by the way.
I'm Davidge Pavel.
Nice to meet you, Davidge Pavel.
There's a time and a place. Captain Jack Harkness. And who are you?
Martha Jones.
Nice to meet you, Martha Jones.
Oh, don't stop.
I was only saying hello.
I don't mind.
Captain Jack Harkness.
Stop it.
Can I say hello to anyone?
Chan, I do not protest, though.
Maybe later, Blue.
So I would hazard a guess and say that if Russell T. Davies is coming out and saying that stuff now, my prediction where I said... in an earlier episode of the TARDIS villain that we probably wouldn't see Captain Jack at all next series. I would like to think at this point if Davies is coming out and saying that stuff now, that we might see Captain Jack in next year's Christmas special. If not, then maybe even earlier in the series six finale, maybe.
You think so?
That's just a guesstimate of the potential for an appearance.
Yeah. And also, do we know, we don't have an official date for the Torchwood, the next series of Torchwood.
We do know it's next year. Let me have a look in Wikipedia, our great
Wikipedia
source of information. Let's see here. Series 4 is scheduled in 2011. It's called Torchwood the New World, and the series is going to be airing in both the United Kingdom and the United States in summer next year, which is going to put it right in the middle of the Doctor Who split season, which would be a perfect time for Stephen to bring in John Barrowman as Captain Jack in Doctor Who at the end of the Doctor Who season.
Yeah, I know nothing. I won't make any predictions.
I want to see Matt Smith act with John Barrowman, man. That's going to be a riot, honestly. Oh, yeah. Just thinking about it, it's making me grin ear to ear because Barrowman did really well on playing off like the two Doctors' personalities when he met them both times. Yes. And I think Matt's Doctor, I think John Barrowman would be, as Captain Jack, he would make Captain Jack just totally give Matt Smith a hard time.
Oh, yeah.
You know, especially the bow tie stuff. I could see that becoming a reality. So, you know, that could be a lot of fun.
So much good Who. Only one episode, or only one... small series. It's two-part. Christmas is always two-parter, correct?
No, it's a one-off episode, and it'll probably go for about an hour.
Well, okay, so only one show for the rest of this year, but several more in the next.
Yeah, but we'll be back with TARDIS Blend here at Geeks of Doom. We'll be jumping back in and having a chat with you all about the Doctor Who news that's floating around the web and all the rumors and stuff like that. And we will be I don't think we'll get to do it on Christmas Day because of the holidays here in the States, but shortly thereafter we will have our little TARDIS Blend review of the Christmas special called A Christmas Carol. So you got that to look forward to. That's only a little over a month away, not long to go. And then next year we've got Series 6 will most likely be starting, I would imagine, in late March, early April, and then finish off, the first part will finish off at the end of April, I guess, And then we'll have Torchwood for, if they do a full season, we'll be looking at like 10 episodes there. So 10 weeks of Torchwood. And then Doctor Who will be back to wrap up the series 6. And then Sarah Jane Adventures. So next year is going to be full on Doctor Who, mate.
I'm ready for it.
Oh, so am I, dude. I'm all about it.
Check out the that Doctor Who box set review if you're not already going to buy it, if you're on the fence, or if you just want to hear what I had to say about it.
Absolutely.
And should be up shortly after we publish this episode.
Yes, and we will be back probably in a couple of weeks' time, where we'll just have a bit of a chat about the Doctor Who news and rumors going on around the web. And, of course, you can also catch Tom on another podcast known as The Drill Down with Andy Sorsini. And Muhammad Saleem still on the show with you guys?
He is there. Absolutely. In full force, as well as J.D. Rucker.
Absolutely. And you
the
can
oldest man in the universe. He's older than most of the Time Lords, I do believe. Andy, he issued you a challenge, which I have forgotten, but we'll have to bring it up in a future episode.
What challenge is this?
Well, it had something to do with... No, I recall exactly what it is now. It's something about... It had something to do with the three doctors, and he said, if he knows this one, then I will validate your claim that Greg is a library of Whovian knowledge. And I said,
okay.
He knows it. I can say this all right off the bat, so, you know.
Well, all right. It'll be a showdown with J.D. Rucker at some stage, I guess. So you can catch Tom also on The Drill Down over at thedrilldown.com. They record live on the web every Wednesday night, and the podcast is available for download on Thursdays. You can catch me with my co-host and partner in crime, Silent J74, on the podcast Social Blend over at social-blend.com. We record every Wednesday and have the podcast up for download on Thursdays, so you can check that out at that website. And, of course, we'll be back again here at Geeks of Doom. Stick around for all your geeky news and stuff about Doctor Who, which no doubt will be showing up here on this site. And we'll catch you next time for another edition of the TARDIS Clean. Dilly Gaff.